Texte numéro 91. Voices from the Vanishing Middle. Claire works part-time as a hairdresser. Her father owned his own company, his own house, and went away every year on holiday. Our parents' generation were better off, she says. There were jobs, higher wages, and it was easy to become a house owner. By contrast, Claire and her husband Dan struggle to get by. Dan's expertise in air conditioning means he works 50 to 60 hours every week. They don't own their own home, and half of their joint income of around £30,000 a year goes on rent and tax. Claire would love them to buy their own house, but sees no hope with prices so high and money too scarce. If childcare was cheaper, I would be able to work and contribute more to the family budget, she says. She has also thought of a new career in education, but the cost of training is more than the family could afford. A report by the Institute for Fiscal Studies and Employment Research highlights how Dan and Claire, and millions like them, are victims of changes in the job market. The heart of the problem, the study points out, is that traditional skilled jobs in manufacturing and administration have given way to low-paid jobs in retailing, caring, leisure and services, while the best professional and management jobs are being gobbled up by the highly qualified. The squeezed middle are becoming the vanishing middle. The report says that even if healthy levels of economic growth return between now and 2020, 50% of households would see their living standards decline. Whereas previous generations assumed their children would be better off than they were, the opposite is becoming the case. Last summer's riots and looting in the streets of English cities offered a vivid illustration of what can happen when disaffected sections of the population decide to act by themselves. As a return to growth will not be enough, the report makes clear that progress needs to be made in three key areas. The first means raising female employment to the level of the best performing countries in the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development via generous childcare systems like those in Denmark and Sweden. The second proposal is to raise skills, something that could only be achieved by an expensive focus on vocational training. And third, the report suggests pay rises similar to those when the minimum wage was introduced in 1999. By doing all three together, the report says, the policy will have a substantial positive effect on incomes. Until then, Claire and Dan will have to continue relying on their parents for money to get by. This year, my father-in-law paid for our holiday, she says. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2012.